And time now for the KSL in depth. Federal authorities are launching a new system to help keep drones from interfering with airplanes and helicopters near wildfires. Joining us live now on the KSL Newsline, Director of the Office of Aviation Services for the Interior Department, Mark Bathrick. And Mark, thanks very much for being with us this afternoon. We know here in Utah just how serious a problem this is. In fact, the state legislature passed a law in the last session, that will allow them to toughen up their enforcement, even knock these things out of the sky. What's this system that you guys are developing, and how does it work?
Well, Scott, thank you for the opportunity. So the system we've developed is actually a prototype system. We are partnering with three companies to provide them with the real-time live stream location data for all of the fire ignitions that occur in the United States. We hope that by doing this, they will be able to provide it to their users who operate drones, and they'll be able to understand where these fires are and then to avoid them.
So this is more of an informational system. This is telling drone operators, the fire is here, stay away, right?
That's correct. There's about 73,000 fire ignitions in the United States every year. And the good news is that 98% of those are contained within the first 24-hour operational period. And what that means is that 98% of the fires that occur in the United States never get a temporary flight restriction. Now, why that's important is that the temporary flight restriction is already plotted and available to pilots to know to stay out of that area. So what we're providing is information on the 98% of the fires that are never plotted to provide that information to drone owners so that they can avoid those areas and allow our firefighters to continue to protect those communities that they're out there serving.
Yeah, not to suggest that drone operators are all rogues who are out there flying all over the place no matter what, but do you think you can reach everybody, and do you think this will actually reduce the number of drones that are interfering with these firefighting aircraft?
That's a great question. And, you know, last year we started a public service campaign that said, if you fly, we can't. It was to sensitize drone owners that, you know, while we who live in the West, like me in Boise, Idaho, we understand the concern when you see smoke in the air, that if you fly and you launch your drone, we're going to have to put our aircraft on the ground out of concern for safety. And so this year we're now providing them the awareness of where not to fly. And we hope that between the education we provided in 2015 and the awareness we're providing in 2016, that responsible drone owners, like responsible pilots, will keep their aircraft on the ground.